I think Teddy's doing everything we ask him to do. You know, he's the two things I like most is his composure throughout the entire game, but certainly how he plays in the fourth quarter. You know, he gives you a chance to win every time you go out.
Takes the snap. Atlanta rushes forward. Teddy looking left. Flushed out to the left. Opting to run to the 15. Teddy to the 10, to the 5. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Teddy!
From that time with Teddy to where he is now, what are some things that you've liked most about his development?
I think he's got great vision. I think he sees the field extremely well. I think he continues to grow as a decision maker. You know, sometimes he relies on his feet a little more than I'd like to see him do it. There's opportunities to get the ball out on your checkdowns underneath, and sometimes he sees that field open up and he takes it.
Gonna run, but he's got a long way to go. But he knew that he had a long way to go to pick up the first down. He's getting close there. He tries to get what he can, but it's a pretty good hit for a guy who left the game earlier with a shoulder injury.
But I think that's probably a positive for a young quarterback.
In that Raiders game, Norv's offense ran for 263 yards. And a fair amount of the time, you used the three tight end set with Red Ellison, Mykole Pruitt, and Kyle Rudolph. What advantages are you trying to create?
Well, what you really do is, you know, you give Adrian a chance to work from tight end to tackle, or the three tight ends to tackle. And if a team isn't sound and doesn't play good gap control defense, there usually is a crease for them.
Hand off Adrian, scoots through at the 25 to the 30, and he's loose! Adrian inside the 50 to the 40! No flags on the play! Touchdown, Vikings!
Some teams, you feel like you really have an advantage with it, and certainly you do load the box, and some teams, you know, the physical matchup isn't quite as good, and it's not in your best interest.
How frustrating is it to you right now into this Atlanta game today trying to get this Bridgewater-Mike Wallace connection to work?
Well, it's been the hardest thing, and it's really frustrating because in the times where we've just been off, it really changes a game.
It is too far for Wallace. Wallace is one of the fastest guys in the league. He got beyond him, but they're not able to make him pay.
It's a two-guy deal, and both guys have to work at it and get it done. And there have been times where Mike can run a better route. There's times where Teddy could make a better throw. So we just keep working on it.
Before we watch film, just an overview on the Atlanta Falcons defense. What are some concerns, maybe, or some challenges you'll be facing today?
Well, I think the speed and quickness is the biggest thing. And then, obviously, they're a dome team, and the dome, that they utilize that. And zeroing in on what their plan will be for us, because it seems every week we get a little something different, obviously, with the focus on Adrian.
Here's some film with offensive coordinator Norv Turner.
Again, we need to make something happen. We had struggled. We'd had penalties on first downs. We come right back with a pass, and this is basically four verticals. We have comebacks on the outside. The safety overplays it all the way on top on the hash. So Teddy takes the one-on-one, trusts Kyle to make a play, and Kyle makes a big play. But this is a great throw, and it's outstanding in terms of you look at the pocket. Teddy, again, takes it, five, a quick hitch. It's the way you draw it up. This is the first touchdown, and you talked about it. We talked about it earlier. This is three tight ends in the game.
All to the right.
And it's a run formation, and look where the defense is. They're all, they got a corner press, and then everyone else is within 10 yards. So we go play action. Again, Adrian does a great job in protection. Everyone else holds up. Teddy has to hold this one a little longer, but lofts a perfect pass to Kyle. That's not the way you teach your kids to hold the ball when you're running in the end zone. But it was very effective.
Kyle needed the right arm clear for a stiff arm just in case.
I guess he did, yeah.